mache dich mein Herz rein.
Deep within the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, the Los Angeles theater best known as the home of the Oscars, an enormous voice fills a small rehearsal room.
Mache dich mein Herz rein.
Jubilant Sykes is warming up his rich baritone, and his classical training is apparent as he works with voice coach William Vendice at the piano. But this is an artist who feels at home with all kinds of music, from Bach to Billboard to Broadway standards. On this day, he soars through a song by Harold Arlen.
Possum would like to run, ivy would like to climb, but in the tree and bumblebee want freedom in autumn or summertime. Ever since that day.
After his rehearsal, we sat down at the piano with Jubilant Sykes. Jubilant Sykes, what a name. The story goes that moments before he was born, the doctors discovered that his mother had a grave medical condition which had gone undetected. She was saved because the birth of her son alerted doctors to the problem, which they quickly solved. Hence a day of jubilation. And what a voice. As a boy, he began singing soprano in his native Los Angeles. When his voice began to change, he lost interest until a teacher showed him that he could indeed make beautiful music with his deepening teenage voice.
It was my middle school teacher, Linda Anderson. She actually turned me on to classical music. She took me to concerts, she played tapes, and you know, I didn't get it. It wasn't like immediately I heard, you know, Leontine Price and went, oh my gosh, this was great. I was still listening to, you know, Michael Jackson, Jackson 5.
Was there one piece of music that really opened your eyes?
Yeah, there was a Bach piece called Ich habe genug, and the words just destroyed me. The text is, I have enough. I don't want to live here anymore. I want to be with Jesus, having him hold me. And that was like seventh grade. I was feeling like that. It was like the world was hard. And the piece, it was like, I could, you know, it's almost like a pop tune, you know, like some love ballad, you know. And I was like, yeah. I thought Bach was like, he was like Stevie Wonder. It was like, yeah.
I was going to say, most of us were grooving on Marvin Gaye at
yeah.
that time.
Yeah, well, you know, you think, I'm serious, you know, you think of Bach and think, you know, all this really peppy stuff, and he does do that, but this. You know, I went, whoa, what is this?
It's almost like Elton John.
Exactly.
From that epiphany sprang a glorious career that's lasted more than 20 years. Jubilant Sykes has performed in some of the world's top concert halls, in opera, on Broadway, and as a classical soloist. Recently, Sykes has added a new dimension to his work on recordings where he covers pop, gospel, and folk songs. Here's a jubilant version of a Bob Dylan tune.
Ring them bells, ye heathen, from the city that dreams. Ring them bells from the sanctuary, across the valleys and the streams. For the deep and the wide, and the world's on its side. And time is running backwards, and so is the bride.
Jubilant Sykes says he feels at home in most every musical genre, and it's clear talking with him that he approaches every song with respect, focus, and humility.
My singing is like breathing. It's an extension of me. I don't think of it as being extraordinary. It's extraordinary in the sense that I make a living for my family. But my talent, as of God, given to me by God, is extraordinary that he offered this to me with not much doing on my part. I mean, I work hard. But it wasn't, I didn't wake up and said, I demand to sing. That is extraordinary. It's my heart, it's my passion for my God, for my family. It's my passion that in life there is extraordinary pain. And I don't believe that you can sing without having a little bit of pain in life. There's wonderful things in living in life. I mean, but the fact that we're all alive, that's a great gift. But pain is always coupled in there. I think they go hand in hand. I don't think you can have great love without great pain.
Some where to roam. But I have heard of a city
Life for you seems to be pretty good right now.
Life is good.
So when you sing a song like The City of Heaven,
right,
which has so much pain in it, do you actually allow yourself to feel that pain, or do you ride above it?
Nope. Can't allow myself to feel it.
Because everybody else in the theater is feeling it. There are tears. I mean, people are very emotional.
No. Yeah, I don't want to get so into it that I lose myself. Art, to me, can be extreme pain, but within that, within all of that, and with all the vulgarity of living in life, there is a refinement. There must be a refinement, someplace. Because if it's not refined, it's just mess. And I believe a lot of the stuff that we call art is not. I call anti-art. You know, it's just a loose way of being free to the point of being lazy, to the point of being decadent and indulgent for no purpose except to gratify self. That's not art. Technique, laboring, grinding, working. When everyone else is skateboarding outside, I'm sitting at the piano grinding away at this madness so I can be not successful, but excellent. I want to be excellent. The point is, the technique is what gets me through it. The technique is what makes me, or makes one, soar. It's the technique that gives me my comfort on stage. So the technique holds me. The technique is foremost.
I may not always love you, though long as there are stars above you, you'll never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
When you take a song like God Only Knows, that was, you know, people were dancing at proms, they were,
right,
you know, in the back seat of their deuce coupe, you know, wherever, Lover's Lane. I mean, this is a song that has great meaning for an entire generation. How do you take a song like that and make it your own?
The words.
If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
You hear the melody. If the melody is any good, and that tune it in, it's a great melody. And the words, they just mesh together perfectly. And you're in it.
Your wife must have loved
she
that
did.
Take in
you
particular.
Know, she really did. It was, you know, she goes, you got a little Beach Boys tune? She goes, I could see maybe like Temptation, Beach Boys. I went, yeah. But when she heard it, she was like, wow, yeah. It's a cool tune.
And then the show tunes, Spring.
Oh, yeah, might as well be Spring. I heard the great singer Mel Torme and George Shearing do this piece.
That song is all about anticipation.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Did you find that you have to hold something back because you have such a big voice?
Well, you know what? All that recording, that was a war, because Craig Street, the producer for that, Craig was always going, no, shh.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. Jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed.
There's a line in it where I just wanted to, you know, bring the roof off. Not to demonstrate anything, but that's just emotions. And he's like, nope.
What line in particular?
I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I've never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I wanted to just scream that to the rooftop. And he was like, not gonna happen.
I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet.
Are you tempted to make a pop record, to dabble in R&B?
In the very, 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 very beginning, someone approached me and they said, look, this is what we want to do. Boom, da, boom, da, boom, da, boom. We want to give you this and this and this. I tell you, I was tempted. And then I went home and I've known my wife since we were 2 years old. I went home and I said, she says, now, Juma, are you going to be really fulfilled and content going, ooh, baby, baby, all night long? Would you really be content doing that? I said, I don't think so. So, I would love to do a record. There's an idea for a record of doing Paul Robeson / Nat King Cole, even music of maybe Stevie Wonder, those glorious ballads that he did. I mean, I would love to do a record of that magnitude. You know, I want to, you know, have big band or kicking rhythms, you know, even some sort of an African feel on certain things, you know, with like congas and percussion. You know, I believe all of that can be on a CD if it's done right. If it's done right.
I'd buy it.
Good for you.
Jubilant Sykes, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Jubilant Sykes. His latest CD is Wait For Me. This winter, he'll be appearing on stage in 8 American cities. There's more about Jubilant Sykes on our website, npr.org.
Lord, if I, can I ride? Lord, if I got my ticket, can I ride? Lord, if I got my ticket.